Live.
Is it?
Yep, we're live.
I don't see the thing. What's going on? What's going on? What's going on, good people? I don't see the thing right here on eCam. Okay, cool. Yeah, there we go. What's going on, good people? Welcome to Speak Your Success in the Morning, y'all. We made it to the end of 2025. This is our last episode, our last show of 2025. And y'all already know it's a great day to be alive. We're going to go ahead and dive in, go ahead, kick this thing off. But y'all know we can't get this train moving, can't get this ship sailing without bringing out our co-host. Come on, our producer, Britt, talk to the people. How you feeling this morning? How you doing?
What's up? What's up?
What's up in it? What's up? What's up? What's up in it? Stuck? Huh?
Oh, man. Am I frozen?
What? You are frozen. Like Princess Elsa.
Oh my gosh. Well, I'm here on, I'll just talk on Instagram. Well, I'm here on Instagram. Good morning, Instagram. What's up? Nice to be here. Jonathan, I can see you on Instagram, but you know.
Okay. Oh my.
Technical difficulties, last day of the show.
Yeah, I'm about to say it wouldn't be right if there weren't any technical difficulties. So yeah. Producer Britt, so what did you eat last night? What'd you eat last night for dinner?
Well, I had I was gonna eat some steak because my grandma's still in town. So I've been hanging out with my family and being with my mom and my cousins and everything. So my grandma leaves tomorrow. So okay. I went to go see her yesterday and we had some fried fish. And so we had fried fish and spaghetti, St. Louis style.
Oh my goodness. This I'm gonna say okay. I'm just gonna say okay. Yeah. So last night, so I was excited because Gabby was like, hey, let's do these nachos tonight and we're gonna watch a movie. And I bought this cheese. Well, I thought it was cheese from Walmart, Britt. When it came time to, you know, I cooked up the meat and everything and Gabby helped me out. And I'm like, oh, let's go. I'm gonna put the cheese on. It's about to be nacho night, it's going down.
Right.
Long story short, the cheese wasn't cheesing. It looked like
I wonder goop. What kind of cheese you bought.
It looked like orange goop. It would be the best way that I could describe it. It was pretty disgusting. So I didn't even eat. I was so when your mouth get like set for that taste and you're like, I'm about to tear into blank. Mm. Nah, man. I was so hurt last night with them nachos. So they were cheeseless nachos last night. That's what
chips.
It was chips with the ground beef, with that wagyu though. It was wagyu. And yeah, it was everything but cheese. So had the tomatoes, had the sour cream, had the jalapenos, had the onion. It just didn't have cheese. I was hurt, okay, to say the least. I was hurt last night.
Vegan nachos. Crazy.
I mean, vegan, except for the fact that they had that meat on there. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So that's what I had for dinner last night. It's pretty sad.
Oh, sorry about that, Jonathan.
Man, yeah. I'm sorry you frozen, like Elsa. But So that's what happened there. But did you get my? You got my video from Straight from the Source, which will work out in a second. You got that?
I hope so, man.
I texted to you. Okay.
No, I know that I have it.
Oh, okay.
I'm frozen.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Oh man, it's gonna work out. It has to. If not, I can just talk through the verse that I got, but it should work out.
Okay, here we go. Straight from the source, last day.
Straight from the source, here we go.
Jeez Louise, all right, here we go.
To be set free from the dominion of sin. And therefore, when sin comes, you now have power to say, I don't need you anymore. You might be a delight to the eyes, but I don't want your fruit. You might be good for food, but I don't want your sustenance. You might be good for wisdom, but I know a God who is wiser than all, so I can trust him. I didn't know that day that I was repenting. I just knew that I saw Christ, and I believed that if he was telling me to reject all of these things that I loved, he must have been better. I wasn't repenting because I was afraid of hell. I wasn't repenting because I was afraid of judgment. I was repenting because now the Holy Spirit was producing worship, where I saw that God was simply better.
Oh, wow. That was a dramatic ending.
Yeah. Man. So that was a really powerful clip, really powerful message from Jackie Hill Perry. And the thing that I like most about that clip was the fact that she's really showing to us that repentance ultimately means turning away from, right? Well, repentance ultimately means turning away from, but in the clip specifically, she wasn't talking about her being drawn to God by way of shame or by way of guilt. She was speaking about God's goodness. And on the tail end of Romans 2:4, it echoes the same sentiment, which it's about not knowing that the kindness of God leads you to repentance. And you know, the thing that really hits home for me is that, like, imagine something that's so good and so majestic and so powerful that you don't want to experience anything opposite of that, right? Because there's always the delicate dance between sin and between freedom and between loyalty and between lust and between love and between ultimately, like, that relationship with God. And Paul Washer says it this way, that the Christian is not immune to sin, but finds no delight in it. So understanding that, one of the things that always really stood out to me in church would be when I would see individuals, and I'd be growing up, and I would see people who would be laid out at the altar, and I would see people sometimes running around the church, and sometimes I would see people getting brought to tears, and it's that ugly cry, right? The snot and the tears and all that, and you're like, does it take all of that? And some of these people, that they're just showing their praise, they're showing their worship, they're showing their full submission to Christ in these moments and in these instances. So I want you to see this. I want you to know, and I want you also to understand that this is an opportunity for us not to show that we're fearful of sin or we're running from sin, but let's look at it on the other side of how we can show just our praise and our submission and our adoration towards Christ. So family, today be encouraged, and I pray that as you go into the new year, you're more so just blown away, and you're more so just in a position and a spot to where you can just adore Christ, as opposed to saying and showing that shame or fear or guilt is what's drawing you away. So that's going to wrap up Straight From the Source. We're about to take a quick commercial break here on Speak Your Success in the Morning. And family, make sure that if you tapped in on YouTube, that you subscribe to our channel at Speak Your Success Media, so you never miss any of our episodes and so you never miss any of our content. We're going to be right back after this with more Speak Your Success. Looking for an exciting workout that's not only fun but makes you feel alive? It's time to step up your fitness. Extreme Hip Hop with Treece. That's your answer. This isn't your typical workout. Extreme Hip Hop with Treece is an energizing step workout that combines simple moves with fresh beats, both old and new, creating an atmosphere that makes fitness exciting. With a focus on all elements of fitness, cardio, muscular conditioning, flexibility, and balance, you're guaranteed to burn calories and get addicted to the energy. Extreme becomes your safe space, which is a welcome environment where everyone is accepted. It's where you can let go of those worries of the world and focus on getting healthy. Ready to get energized? Join Extreme Hip Hop with Treece today. All right, family, welcome back to Speak Your Success in the Morning. I hope all is well. I hope all is good on you all's end. I hope all is well and good on your side. Y'all know we're here live Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. Central Standard to 7 a.m. Central Standard here. With producer Britt as well as myself on our YouTube channel. Like I said before, if you are not subscribed, make sure you subscribe to the channel at Speak Your Success Media on YouTube. And also, family, make sure that if you're not tapped in with Producer Britt and myself, that you can find us and follow us on all the social platforms. Of course, Producer Britt's handle is Producer Britt with two T's. And mine is Jonathan Jones Speaks. But family, now what I want to dive into, want to hit on a little bit of Speaking Success Sports. Okay, Speaking Success Sports. We got a couple scores for you, Producer Britt. So last night, the Clippers.
I feel like I'm just a voice, but go ahead. I'm here, y'all.
Hey, we're the podcast. If they listen to the audio experience, they get the full experience, right? But if they watching the video experience, they getting half the experience. But that's all right. So y'all, so last night the Clippers they clipped over the Kings 131-90. Okay, the Claw, Kawhi Leonard, anybody? 33 points in 33 minutes. The boy said, I'm still here, and I still got a lot to say. 5 points and five assists and five rebounds to add on to that. James Harden, 21 points. Not bad, James, not bad. And Neek Clifford for the Kings put up 18. But then the Pistons, Producer Britt.
I watched that game. Me and my grandma watched
it. Hey, shout out to Granny, okay? Because the Pistons rolled out over the Lakers last night, 128-106. Kay Cunningham, 27-11. LeBron James, 17-4-4.
I watched the Philly game.
So look at that. That's crazy. We'll get to that in just a second. Luka, 30-11-5. Okay, not bad, but still, the score was 128-106. And then then we got the Celtics, who slid past the Jazz 129-119. Jaylen Brown 23-10-6, Derek White 27-6-7, and Anthony Simmons, this is a new name to me, but he went for 24-5. Okay. I can't slide past Keontae George's efforts. Goes off, okay, in a losing effort, but he goes off for 37-7-6, Britt. Yikes. Okay. And then your game. Yeah. Your game right here, the 76ers, who inch out the Grizzlies 139-136. Joel Embiid, 34-10-8.
They went overtime.
Maxie. I was wondering why the game was so high, because you know, I just got the scores. But Tyrese Maxie with an effortless 34-12-4. But Ja Morant. You remember Ja Morant? Do we remember this name?
I don't know who that is. Who is that?
Well, he's somebody who had 40 points in 34 minutes last night. That's who that is. Okay.
I'm not impressed.
And also, you're not impressed with 40 points in 34 minutes?
No, he's a troubled child. Next.
Oh my goodness! Wow. But said Crawford also with the Grizzlies, he went for 28-16-4. And last but not least, Producer Britt, college football. Oh, I got one more sports announcement actually. Okay. After this. In college football, Producer Britt, we got the Real Quest Bowl, which is going to be Vanderbilt and Iowa, and that will be happening today at 12 noon. You want to tap in, but also we got the Cotton Bowl quarterfinal. Cotton Bowl quarterfinal. Number 12-1, Ohio State is going to take on the 11-2 U from Miami, live from AT&T Stadium. That's going to be taking place at 6:30 p.m. this evening. It's going down. It's going down. And I got one more thing, Britt, I want to hit the people with for the sports. And this was big. I saw this morning. I said, wait a minute. You've been seeing it. I've been seeing it. Everybody's been seeing it about these players that have been drafted and maybe they didn't play in the NBA, but they're in the G League and they're still trying to come back to college. They're like, I still got some eligibility. I know you've been seeing it because it's been creating an uproar. So the sixth president of the NCAA, Charlie Baker, has come out and said, and this is a quote from his Twitter. This is a tweet from his Twitter. Okay. He said, the NCAA has not and will not grant eligibility to any prospective or returning student athletes who have signed an NBA contract, including a two-way contract. As schools are increasingly recruiting individuals with international league experience, the NCAA is exercising discretion in applying the actual and necessary expenses by law to ensure the prospective student athletes with experience in American basketball leagues are not at a disadvantage compared to their international counterparts. Rules have long permitted schools to enroll enroll and play individuals with no prior collegiate experience mid-year. And then this is the second part of that tweet. It said, while the NCAA has prevailed on the vast majority of eligibility-related lawsuits, recent outlier decisions enjoining the NCAA has on a national-wide basis from enforcing rules that have been on the books for decades without even having a trial are widely destabilizing. I will be working with D1 leaders in the weeks ahead to protect college basketball from these misguided attempts to destroy this American institution. Charlie Baker standing on business. Brittany standing on business. How you feel about hearing that? How you feel about that?
So, what was the basis of everything? They can't see me. Y'all can't see me today. I'm a voice. So pretty much what? The players going back to their original, what you were talking about earlier? They should have never left in the first place. You should have stayed there. You should have developed a little bit more and maybe you would be in the league. So I guess that's how I feel about it. You should have stayed. Everybody's so happy-go-lucky. Try to hurry up and get there. Hurry up and get their deal. Hurry up and do this, that, and the third. And next thing you know, go back the other way right there. And go, yep. And it's like, why? You know, why are you leaving in the first place? But, you know.
They're trying to get paid. You know they're trying to get paid. Or the idea, or they thought that they could get paid.
Now you
got to
go backwards. You know? Now you got to take back.
But the crazy part, though. Some of them dudes that go to the G League, they never come out. Like, they never come out the G League. Like, they might end up going to what? They might end up going, like they said, overseas or international. Mm-hmm. But, like, they never get to make it out. Because I knew a cat. He hooped at the University of Texas and a couple other places. Right. And I mean, he was balling in the G League. And I was like, why are they not calling him up? Are they ever going to call him up? But
that's crazy.
I guess it just went in the cards.
Okay. Well, speaking of sports, we can stay here. So we just got some news on Google Trends, just came out 19 hours ago. Stephon Diggs. Did you see that?
I did see that. Talk about it, though. Talk about Stephon Diggs.
Okay, Patriots star receiver Stephon Diggs faces strangulation and assault charges. New England Patriots wide receiver Stephon Diggs faces felony strangulation and assault charges after allegedly assaulting his private chef, Mila Adams. Adams claims Diggs owed her money, and the incident occurred after a disagreement about payment. Diggs denies all allegations, stating they are related to a financial dispute. So, yeah, I just got the information 5 seconds ago. Adams told the police on December 2nd that she and Diggs had trading texts about money. She claims that, you know, Diggs owes her money, like I said before, and that he entered her unlocked bedroom at his home outside of Boston. Their argument turned violent, according to the Dedham police.
Denham police, I guess.
And then, yeah. So I'm just reading it for the first time. So I'm sure we'll see more information come out about it. But that's kind of, you know, you're in the spotlight every single day. And then, you know, now you're in the spotlight for this. So moving right along, speaking of Diggs, so the other dig.
Trayvon Diggs.
The Cowboys released the two-time Pro Bowl cornerback Trayvon Diggs. The Dallas Cowboys released him. Now he is subject to waivers. Diggs, who is from Washington, D.C. area, requested to stay there after a game against the Commanders, but the team denied the request. Despite Diggs' belief that he was healthy enough to play, the Cowboys coaching staff disagreed, leading to his release. So, the boy gone.
Man, that's that man.
And then saying that I'm okay to play and then can't play is crazy. And then they don't want you to play. Yeah. John, I mean, what do you think about that? You got the Diggs brothers. What you thinking?
That's tough. Just to see them from two different sides of just a tough situation. I mean, for one, like, you know, continuing to see these allegations and these assaults coming out, and it's like, oh God, like, I don't want to place blame because I don't know who's at fault. Of course, we're gonna need to see, you know, we're gonna need to see more details, but this is just unfortunate situations. Like, I mean, your chef. I mean, this is somebody who, you know, they putting their hands on your food and cooking your food and preparing your food. So, I mean, that's dangerous in the first, you know, like, I know you don't want to mess with nobody who's got their hands in your food, like, right. Literally. So, you know, that's one thing. But then on the other side, brother getting released, and that contract that was a significant contract because he, what the bonus, the 5-year contract extension was a $97 million contract extension. So
you don't get that money or what? Or he still needed it?
I mean, it depends on what's in the contract, right?
Because okay.
Yeah, because according to NFL, ESPN,
are they guaranteed?
It depends on how the contract is set up. In terms of how much money is guaranteed. Because baseball, that money's guaranteed.
Oh, here it is right here. But it says any club that claims Trayvon Diggs becomes responsible for the $472,000 he is due in base salary for week 18 and around $60,000 if he is active this week per ESPN. Diggs signed a 5-year $97 million extension with Dallas prior to the 2023 season in which he tore his ACL. While he is technically signed through 2028, there is no guaranteed money remaining on the deal after this year. So he's not getting paid.
Man. But see, that's the thing. Cause we're talking about between guaranteed and not guaranteed. But then when somebody gets released, then it's like, okay, if somebody picks him up, then they gotta pay it. But if nobody picks him up, then depending on what the details were of the contract would determine if he's still going to continue to get paid or not. Slippery slope out here. Slippery slope. This is one of those things where they say, man, I hope you, like Marshawn say, I hope you, you know, you protect your chickens. You keep your chickens, you know? Yeah. You keep your chickens. So,
okay. All right. Well, we're just going to roll into it. I know y'all can't see me, but I'm here for those tuning in. So, just want to shout out gospel singer Richard Smallwood, Grammy nominated singer songwriter. He died at 77. So Richard Smallwood died at 77 from kidney failure. Over his 50-year career, Smallwood's music was covered by Whitney Houston, Boyz II Men, and Destiny Child. He founded the Richard Smallwood Singers in 1977 and later formed a choir, The Vision, releasing his final album in 2015. So prayers going up for the Smallwood family.
Man, most definitely. Yeah. Most
you
definitely.
Like Richard Smallwood? You listen to his music? Do you know Richard Smallwood?
I was gonna ask you what are his biggest hits? Because I mean, I feel like
Total Praise. Hello.
Oh, come on now. Yeah. That's on the playlist. That's
I'm gonna need you to go That's back. On the playlist. I'm gonna need you to go back. Okay, let's do some Richard Smallwood because.
Okay.
Yeah.
Richard Smallwood will get some love from the playlist today. He'll get some love from this side.
Yeah. I'm very old school gospel. Very old school gospel. Not when I listen to my gospel music, I take it all the way back.
Oh, okay. Also,
maybe
okay.
Like, probably started like 2012.
Mm.
2012 okay. And back. You know, like the new gospel, some of the new gospel just don't do it for me, honestly.
It's different. It is different. We can be honest about that.
Yeah. Is it gospel or am I just listening to regular music? Because that's how I feel sometimes.
I'm with you
honestly,
on that.
Honestly. Okay, moving right along. All you Stranger Things fans out there, including myself. The finale is tonight, Jonathan. It's coming on Netflix. It's in theaters. It's wherever you need to be, okay? It's coming out tonight at 8 o'clock Eastern and 5 p.m. Pacific time. So the final episode, it's the final episode of the final season, and I'm so excited. It's going to be great. Man. The final episode is chapter 8. It's called The Right Side Up, because we've been in upside down. So, yeah.
What you going to get? You going to get your snack? You going to get your snack? You going to get your dinner? What you?
I'm going to be...
How you preparing for the show?
I'm prepared for the show? Unfortunately, I'll be at work. So... I'll probably slip away.
In 2025 still.
I'll probably slip away for 2 hours.
Yeah. For sure.
Yeah.
Keep on rocking.
Yeah. So
keep on rocking.
Yeah, that's crazy. Man.
That's wild, go ahead. You have anything else you want to share? Go ahead. You was talking about
no, the news that I wanted to share yesterday. Jonathan blocked me out the show yesterday, y'all.
First
and foremost, let's get that handle. Everybody's probably like, Where's Brittany? Where'd she go? Did she quit? No, I didn't quit. I tried to get in here yesterday and Jonathan blocked me. So I didn't have a lot, but I did want to touch on the fact that, you know, everybody's saying Beyonce's a billionaire now. She's been a billionaire. I will tell you that. And her dad set the record straight on that. She's been a billionaire since 2018, technically. She's been verified by Forbes in 2018. I don't know why they're just now saying it, but if you are a Beyonce fan, you already know she had $1 billion. You already know that.
Wait. When did Jay-Z become a billionaire?
I don't know.
Oh, well, no, I was just asking because I was like, maybe they, I mean, just for the politics of it or whatever, like they spaced it out. Not saying that it needed to be, but so, you know, just so she did her shine.
Because when he put out that 4 for 4 for 4 for 4 for 4 album, they had a song together. Was that his song? Yeah, no, that was his song. The 4 for 4 album. And then they did, you know, it said, what's better than one billionaire? Two. So whenever the album came out.
Oh, that is true. I remember that.
Yeah. So she was a billionaire already. So yeah. Okay. Yeah, she been doing her thing. Okay. We don't.
Shout out to her. Shout out to Beyonce.
I just wanted to, you know, I just want to set that straight because all the comments was like, she's been a billionaire. Like,
Beehive.
Okay, we don't play around. Okay, so I do have some other news though. So there was a ground beef recall. So nearly 3,000 pounds of ground beef have been recalled across 6 states due to potential E. coli contamination, okay? So the Mountain West Food Group, LLC, recalled nearly 3,000 pounds of ground beef across 6 states due to potential E. coli 26 contamination. The contaminated beef produced on December 16th, 2025, was distributed to realtors, retailers in California, Colorado, you might be safe, Jonathan, Idaho, Montana, Pennsylvania, and Washington, okay? Consumers are advised to discard the product or return it to the place where they purchased it. I would normally have a picture to show you, but like I said, it's called Mountain West Food Group. Mountain West Food Group. I don't even think we have that in Texas, to be honest. But yeah. Okay, moving right along. Okay, tell me if you already talked about any of this stuff, Jonathan. So, the car crash with Anthony Joshua. The boxer, the one that just did.
Keep talking.
Okay, you know who I'm talking about, right?
Yeah.
The one who just fought Jake or Logan, whatever his name is. Okay. Former heavyweight boxing champion Anthony Joshua was involved in a fatal car crash in Lagos, Nigeria on December 19th. The car crash, which involved excessive speed and wrongful overtaking, resulted in the death of 2 members of Joshua's team. This is a really big deal. Joshua sustained minor injuries and is in stable condition. So I like I said, I would normally have a picture for you right here. But the picture is just, you know, I have him right here getting out of the passenger side of the car. And he lost two of his dear friends in that car crash. I had this article from yesterday, so I have not updated anything. But just prayers going out to the families, going out to the families that lost their loved ones. And also just Anthony, Joshua, just recovering and having to deal with all of this. So sad situation, Jonathan.
Wow, man.
That's, after yeah, that's he just crazy. Won the fight, after he just won the 97 million.
Man, that's
yeah.
That's tough. That's really tough. I mean, because you know that fight, Netflix, and you know with Jake Paul, so it got a lot of traction, and then now this.
Yeah. Man. Yep. And Joshua had returned from a 15-month layoff of, 15-month layoff for Paul's fight, and then he is expected to fight a longtime rival, Tyson Fury, in 2026. So we will see how that goes. Yep. Okay, so moving right along. Did you talk about the Joker yesterday and his injury?
I talked about him a little bit, but go ahead. You can give an update.
I don't think I have an update. I just have the article.
Yeah.
You got the Joker. He sustained a left knee injury during a game against the Miami Heat, and he is expected to receive full medical testing. Djokovic, a three-time league MVP, is averaging 29.9 points, 12.4 rebounds, 11.1 assists per game. And Jonathan, you might have to look that up. I don't know. That he probably could be good, he probably not could be good. But I'm gonna keep moving on, and then you can give us that update. So, guys, you know how we had the reckoning of Diddy, 50 Cent, Arch Enemy, crazy stuff happening, right? So, his sons, Jonathan, did you see that?
I saw that clip. Shout out to Lauren LaRosa.
His sons are doing their own documentary, a docu-series about their dad, okay? Because they said, you ain't just paint my daddy in a bad light. We got money, we can do it our own. Okay, so Sean Diddy Combs' son, Justin, and Christian will star in a docu-series about their father's trial and conviction, okay? The series, set to premiere in 2026, will feature the brothers watching moments of the trial and discussing their experiences. Wow. The Combs families have been supportive of Sean, who is currently serving a 50-month sentence. What do you think about that, Jonathan?
Man, that goes to show you that the power of content, as well as the power of your name, image, and likeness. Mm-hmm. Because we're gonna watch them recap what we already saw, but they're gonna add in their commentary. This is a time, bro.
Adding in your commentary on your dad's guilty plea is crazy.
This is a thing. I'm like, oh, look at me right there. Look at us walking out the courthouse. Like, what are y'all going to be saying in this? Because, I mean, y'all have traction. Yes, y'all are going to stir up some more conversation. Mm-hmm. Yes, Charlamagne, Lauren LaRose, The Breakfast Club, DJ Envy, they're going to be talking about it. It's going to be talking about it on the Joe Budden podcast. But it's like, but how is this going to help your dad's case? Is this going to hurt your dad? Like, I'm just curious to see, what's going to be the aftermath after they do their thing. Yeah. That's what I'm curious about.
I'm pretty sure they're just doing it so they can get some change in their pocket.
But then that's also a thing. That's also a thing, too, though. Because that's just the time that we live in. It's like, okay.
Yeah.
They can sit back and let people just continue to bash their dad and bash their family name. Or they can capitalize on the situation. Because either way, it's not going to paint the Combs family in a positive light. But either way, they can capitalize on it. Because what they say, good press, bad press, at the end of the day, press is press. So
yeah, no bad news, okay? That's what the PR people believe in, okay?
For sure.
So moving right along, if you are out there, well, everybody had a great Christmas. You got gifts. I hope you saved your receipts. Just in case you got to take some stuff back. Okay. Yeah. So the return policy this holiday season. Have you heard about the return policy, Jonathan?
What's going on with the return policy, Britt?
Okay. So you have these retailers and these companies, and some store returns, they're doing a stock fee. Okay. So a restock fee. Wow. And yeah, that is not cool. So anyway, so purchase is made. I'm going to start with Macy's. So Macy's, you can return all the way from, if you bought it in October, you can return it at the end of January. So you got January 31st. Mm-hmm. Store return. Yeah. So store returns are free. But if you mail in your return, that's a $10 fee. Target. Target ain't doing good. They should allow everything to be free, actually. So Target extended holiday return window. So if you bought anything from November to Christmas Eve, you could return that by January 24th with some exceptions, like Apple products have an earlier deadline. In-store and mailed-in returns are generally free, okay, with a prepaid label. Walmart, Wally World, they said if you buy in October and you bought it through the end of the year today, then you can return it January 31st. This is really hard to read, so, because it's a lot of
this is ridiculous that these people are putting this in place. I mean, at the end of the day, the majority of people are going to either forget to do the returns, or they're going to have them in their car and going to be ready to do them. They're going to go inside and they're going to see how long the line is, and they're going to say, I'll just do it later.
And then they do this, Jonathan, because the retailers, they're expected to have $850 billion in returns.
Wow. That's a lot of returns.
It is. But it's, I mean, that's part of the game. That's part of the game. If I sit there, I go buy it. Hey, if I want to return it, I want to return it. I shouldn't have to pay to return it. Like, y'all should, I don't know, add that in or something. I don't know. Add that in. Do something about that. Okay, here we go right here. So like Best Buy extended there. If you bought in October and if you bought it at the end of the year, you can accept your returns until January 15th. So that's not a lot. And then there's a restocking fee up to 15% to open electronics. And then there's a $45 restocking fee for activated devices like phones and tablets. Okay.
Oh, man.
And then you got your TJ Maxx, your Marshalls, your Home Goods. You bought in October, and then you bought from Christmas Eve. You can return in store all the way to January 25th, and then you can mail in to February 4th. But to mail it in, it's going to cost you $12.
This is ridiculous.
Yeah. So it's really just the shipping as far as, it's just mailing in the items and shipping them because, you know, normally they would just give you a shipping label and then you just go return it. But it's not like that no more. It's $7, $10, $8, $12, $5. So, just be cautious. I hope you like those gifts or you need to save them and you need to re-gift them. Because or you need to re-gift them.
Are you a re-gifter? Like, do you, if something,
I will,
you know, you get it,
I will, it closet, ain't no shame in my game. If I'm one man's trash is another man's treasure, ain't that what they say? So somebody else can have it, you know. I'm gonna give it away.
I mean, the trick is, well, you have to buy a new bag. But buy a new bag and get some tissue paper, which I already have here at the house. Got bag.
If you got two people that don't talk to each other, I don't need a new bag.
But I'm talking about if it's a Christmas bag, if the gift was gifted in like a Christmas holiday bag, you can't give that to somebody like in February.
Unless I give it to them on Christmas again.
Wait a whole year to get that.
People start Christmas shopping right now again. You'd be surprised how people shop for Christmas.
I wouldn't be because I've seen it. I've seen people do it. And plus, you know, certain stuff goes on sale. But, you know, you can't get nobody the iPad now and then go ahead and try to give it to them next year. They're going to have four different iPads come out by the time it's Christmas.
Okay, well, I can tell you right now, no one's giving away an iPad. So
for Christmas? Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So the one and only Will Smith. So Will Smith has been doing a... Have you heard he's been doing a movie?
Talk about it.
So the one and only Will Smith, I'm kind of excited. He's been doing, the global movie star Will Smith is attended to, the Middle East to premiere the National Geographic's original docuseries Pole to Pole with Will Smith in Dubai next week. So what this is, Pole to Pole, is 5 years in the making. Will Smith, he went to is a seven-part cinematic docuseries that follows Smith across seven continents on a 100-day expedition. So he's embodying the weather. Okay. Yeah, so the weather, the climate, the everything, okay? He's just experiencing that whole entire continent. So some of the things, he's going to be in Antarctica, the Amazon rainforest, the Himalayas, the African deserts, the islands, the Arctic, North Pole, South Pole. So he's just going to do this journey. And, hey, I still love Will Smith, so I'm going to watch it.
And I don't have nothing against Will Smith either, but I still rock with Will Smith. One thing I will give him credit for, he has had the ability to transcend time, and he finds different stuff to like insert himself in. Because like on this, I mean, I guess we're following him around, or maybe it's a voiceover. I don't know. Because I think
he's in there doing the work. Yeah, he's the focus. He's going around. He's walking. He's talking to people, interviewing people, and eating their food. They're welcoming him into their culture and like understanding the world around us, pole to pole. So ain't nothing bad about this.
Yeah. I mean, no, nothing's bad about it, but just like what we talked about before with movies being recreated, this seems like a show to where it's four shows that we've seen before put together. Because, like, think about your boy who would go across the world and he would try the different foods. I can't remember the guy's name. He got, like, the blonde hair going
up. Everybody has one of those. I mean, everybody has one.
I'm just saying, it's four shows, but except it's Will Smith.
Exactly. Name, image, and likeness. Yeah. If the white man can do it, Will Smith can do it.
That's where we're going at the end of 2025. That's what we on. Okay.
Hey, ain't nothing wrong with it. Will Smith, I'm not a global movie star. If this is something that he wants to do, and you know what? He's just there in his career. He's one of those people that can,
that's true.
I'm going to get a team. 100 days. You know how much that costs? A lot of people can't do that.
The people going to follow, okay?
Yeah, a lot of people cannot just say, hey, I want to film for 100 days, travel around seven continents. That's different. So it's
traveling to one city in another continent in the first place ain't cheap.
Right. So it's like for him to have that full production team and, you know, obviously have National Geographic behind it, and you know, I'm sure some other production teams add on to it. It's amazing because it's 100 days. It's 100 days expedition across all seven continents. Like, I don't know nobody that's done it, especially somebody that's black. So,
when you say this is dropping?
So this is gonna drop. The premiere is on January 9th. But it will be on Disney Plus. Pole to Pole premieres on National Geographic on January 13th, followed by National Geographic in Abu Dhabi in January 14th, and will stream exclusively on Disney Plus January 14th. So January 13th and January 14th.
Well played, Will Smith, because Disney has needed a little
Disney
extra.
Disney owns National Geographic.
So, yeah. No, I know, but I'm just saying. But since there is that whole thing with the separation and with Disney and people are saying whatever they're saying, this doesn't hurt, right? This doesn't hurt to be some additional content for Disney and Will Smith. More people are gonna come over. More people are gonna get some more subscriptions.
Yeah,
everybody wanna tap in. So shout out to him, man.
Yep. Okay, and then my last little story that I had here, not a lot. Well, two more stories. So Toyota, if you got a Toyota, recalls nearly 50,000 cars, the hybrid Camry model that could lose power. Also, yes, ain't that crazy? Could lose power. The car could lose power.
Imagine that as it's freezing, as these temperatures getting cold out here. You got the heat on, you jamming. power goes out.
They better say something or they're going to get sued. So Toyota is recalling nearly 50,000 Camrys due to an issue with their power inverter assembly that could cause the hybrid sedans to lose power. Also, the issue affects 2025 to 2026 Camrys and is also involves 3,700 copies of the Toyota Camry Cross Hybrid. Okay, so pretty much if you are a hybrid Camry owner, 2025-2026, you can block that. 2025-2026, then, you know, you might want to check up on that. Okay. It says the recall will be communicated by the owners by February 13th, 2026, and repairs will be covered under warranty. Telling me that I have a recall the day before Valentine's Day would blow my mind, actually. It would actually ruin my mind.
Be mine. Bring it back, okay?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's crazy. Man. Okay, but last but not least here, and we got about 9 more minutes. So, Jonathan, this is crazy. So, the traffic in the world is congested, and it's a problem. And so, I wanted to bring this to your attention because they're saying, okay, so in this article that I have, it says the worst traffic congestion in the U.S. based on a report by INRX. Chicago has the worst traffic. The drivers are losing an average of 112 hours sitting in traffic. So the reason why this is, you know, it's kind of funky like this, or it's just like a weird little quirky story, is because people are wasting time in the cars and they're not actually at work, Jonathan. So therefore, they're losing hours. So they're losing hours, and with them losing hours, then, you know, they can't be at work and do what they need to do. So all of this, they were saying that, you know, with the COVID-19 pandemic, everybody was at home and everybody was able to do their job and everybody was able to be on time and the roads were clear. Now, during the pandemic, I was not one of those people. I was one of those people that had my essential worker papers in my car because I was working at the radio station. And so if people ask you, why are you on the road? I had to show my papers. It was crazy. And so I never got the luxury of working from home. Never had the luxury of doing that. But the people that did, you know, they were already on time. All you got to do is roll over, clock in, and do what you need to do. And then, you know, we didn't have to worry about the traffic issue. So now that people are back on the roads and traffic is a problem, and then on top of that, people are moving from different states to different states, congesting the roads, Jonathan, we're losing time. We're losing time. So what is the problem? What is the solution for this? They want to go back working from home because they don't want to lose the time for the employees.
They not giving y'all that. working back from home. Nobody. First of all, people requesting that is crazy. But them honoring that is going to be even more crazy. That's not. Yeah, right.
Yeah, I know. I just good thought luck. It would be. I don't know. I just thought it was good a story.
That is, no, that, no, that is hilarious, though. Like, that traffic is that bad.
Losing hours, 112 right. hours a year because you sitting in a car. I mean, hey, granted, I thank God I live 15 minutes away from work, but Lord Jesus.
Man, producer Britt, we about to close the show out. 6 minutes on the show. Well, first of all, y'all, that was what,
I know y'all can't see was, me. Yeah, let me do my close out. I know y'all can't see me, but if you saw something scrolling, let me know. Jonathan, be quiet. If you saw something scrolling, let me know. Send it to me at producer Britt on Instagram or TikTok. I will review it. I'll put it in the show. And next time you watch the show or listen to the show, you might see or hear what you saw scrolling. Okay, Jonathan, what you got? 5 minutes. Oh, my gosh. This is
man, Britt, the last 5 minutes of 2025. What was something that you didn't like? You didn't have in the cards for this year, but it happened, and like you was like mind blowing, life changing. Like, Give me something. Give me something. Was an experience.
I wouldn't say definitely. I wouldn't say life changing, but I would say being being a co-host on the show, because you know we strictly just talked about. We strictly just talked about me producing, and you know, like I said, we talked about that. So, and then you like, nah, Britt, come on, be on the show, and I was like, okay, so here I am, y'all. I'm here.
Yeah, I love it.
You know, I love it. It's great. You know, it adds to my 51,000 jobs I already got. But you know, it works, and I like it. And you know, I appreciate Jonathan for giving me the platform. So shout out Jones. And yeah, what about you?
Hey man, that's what's up. Hold on, wait. We ain't gonna blow past that right there. But no, I think that's dope because, I mean, to your point, I feel like maybe you said in the past that you have been like creating content your own and different things like that. Mm-hmm. But I feel like with you coming onto the show, I feel like it put like more gasoline on that fire, because then you got back to doing what you were doing before, and you know, now it's in addition to, so it's in addition to producing the show, but mm-hmm. then also, you know, you're creating your own individual content as well. But yeah, man, I mean, I think you've been a tremendous value add, and it has been life changing. So watch your mouth. But the thing that I say for me is like, just like you said, I'll piggyback off that and I'll give something else as well. Mm-hmm. But to you coming on to the show, then it has opened up other opportunities for you as well as myself, right? Mm-hmm. Like us going and doing the live podcast recording at the school, and mm-hmm. then teaching them how to start podcasting. And then, you know, it's challenged me to learn even more about videography and even directing and producing mm-hmm. on my side. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that has been elevation in 2025. And, you know, I'm grateful for the partnership, the friendship, and, you know, continue to grow and blow this thing up, man. Because on the first episode of 2025 this year, you was like, John, what's the plan? What you trying to do? And I was like, I want to blow up the media company. And since then, blowing it up has looked different than what I initially envisioned, mm-hmm. but it's coming to fruition, right? We've locked in some clients, and we had the opportunity, like I said, the podcast recording, and now we're doing video. I did videography for Maverick City Music. Had the opportunity to be a part of a live recording production for Kirk Franklin, and you know,
man, just putting our faces out there. And you know, it was a little, I don't know, it was weird for me, but you know, when we first started and we were clipping up like crazy, Jonathan, and then you know, we just had to, and we just kept saying, we got to do it so we can just, you know, get in the algorithm and just get used to our faces being out there. And then, you know, every now and then you'll, and you know, gradually, you know, somebody would say, oh my gosh, I saw your podcast. Oh my gosh, I saw your podcast. And now it's one of those things, you know, you see people and they're like, oh my gosh, I saw the clip, or, you know, oh my God, y'all are so funny, or I tuned in, or I saw y'all, I was on live, I saw your TikTok live. So, you know, it's just nice to know that the work is, you know, it's working. So, you know, no matter how many times you see my face on Instagram, TikTok, Instagram, YouTube, it is, you know, it's not normal to me yet, because I'm like, oh my gosh, there I am. And I scroll on myself. I'm like, oh my gosh. Hilarious. But you know, hilarious. It's, you know, I love it, and you know, I'm getting used to it, but yeah.
Girl, the whole personality. But yeah, I mean, really, to that point, the work has been done, and we've seen it in the analytics, right? Cause I checked the analytics like 2 days ago, maybe. And it said that in this month, the last 30 days, it said we had a reach of 7,000 people. And this month it said we have a reach of over 150,000 people. And that's non-followers. So the work is working.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. The work definitely is working. Put gas on it and move forward.
Yeah. All right, y'all. Well, last day of 2025. So I hope y'all have a good one. Jonathan and I will be at work tonight. If you ain't got nothing to do, come on down to Oak Cliff, get the word, sing some songs, and sing Happy New Year, baby. Because that's where we will be. Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship. Jonathan, close it out.
Right. That's it right there, man. If y'all aren't subscribed, make sure you subscribe to Speak Your Success Media on YouTube so you can definitely get tapped in and so you can continue to, you know, follow the work that we're doing. And, you know, also y'all can feel this year we're going to get some other guests on the platform on the show. So, you know, if you feel that you have something to share, you feel you have a story, you have a business, you have something that you want to promote, then you can shoot over a DM to @JonathanJonesSpeaks and we can check it out and we can see what you got, what you're working on. And, you know, we can make a determination if you need to be on the platform and we'll bring you on the platform. But also, if you're looking to, since Produce Brit always puts her own commercial in, let me put my own commercial in. So if you're like, hey, well, they got a podcast, so I want to start a podcast. Well, I would encourage you just to go to getpaidwithpodcasting.com. We got a podcast training set up. It's everything you need, all the bells, whistles, everything like that. And you can get started for a 7-day free trial. 7 days. That's crazy. I know it's crazy, but you don't understand how crazy it is. So you need to tap in and go to getpaidpodcasting.com. 7-day free trial. And after that, it'll be $47 a month. But family, we're going to go ahead and get ready to get out of here since you can't see Producer Britt, but you can still see me. Family, make sure that you have a great rest of the day for New Year's Eve. And also, family, remember, all right? Remember.
Be safe.
That too, okay? Definitely be safe, okay? Get out them streets. But remember, speak your success, believe in your greatness, and continue to create the life and business of your dreams. Why would you and why should you live any other way?